Omar Rabbi, Yatavatav, Tezlein, and Madalafia. Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Omar Rabba Baba Huna, that Komilsa de Misamra Biapet Losa, anything that's said over in front of three people, less than Mishum Lishna Bishna. There's no Risa Lashon Hara anymore on it, to say it over. My time, what's the reason? Chavra Chavris lay, this friend has another friend. The Chavra Chavris, and that friend has a third friend. Meaning to say, once three people know about it, it's going to be spread out, everybody will know about it. So Rashi learns, the Nisamar Biapit Losa means Shehabaila Mamrubus Megimu. Means Ruvain himself said over something about himself in front of three people. So now when these three people hear it, it's as if the whole world knows about it. Therefore, if one of these three people go and tell it over, there's no whistle Lashon Hara. Is Hamagal Lo Yisein Lashon Hara. She is Zeg Yilu Tchilu Daitoi. She Hamagal Lo Yisein Chasheshes Demed Yediyah. The certainly goes. But the person Reuven has said it over knows that since three people know about it, everybody will know about it. So obviously, he doesn't care if Michael Lashon Hara with him. Therefore, he'll let it say it over. That's where Rashi learns the Seta. Then the Chanami, just on the three people, somebody said Lashon Hara in front of three people, Aval does not have to say it over again. The rest is only if the Bailam himself says it in front of three people, meaning he doesn't care if anybody says it over. The Lord says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Mevorach Royeyu B'Kol Godol, somebody could bless his friend like with a loud voice, Ba'Boik in the morning, Hashkem Klola Tichoshav Loi, and that broch at the end could turn out to be a curse. What's the case? Kagoyin de Mikle Liyashpiza, that you went into somebody's house and he gave you a good meal. For Torah Kamayu Shapri took very good care of you. So Lamocha, the next day when you leave his house, Nofi, you go to Shul, Yosef Beshukwa in the street, in the marketplace, you sit down in the marketplace in front of a lot of people. For Yomi, you say, Rachmon in the Roche, like Hashem should bless this person, Torah Torah Kamoy. That he was such a good host, he took such good care of me. But mainly, if you say it outside in the street, v'shamin and inshi, a lot of people now are going to hear that. V'yazlim, they're going to go to him, v'yantinale, they'll give him a very hard time. Maybe they'll steal from him, they'll take it away by korchu, and they don't deserve it. V'yonsinle, like they'll force him. That's cool, the kaklola really cursed him. You have to be careful how you say it. Yeah. They shouldn't say it to Rabban. If you say it Pitsinna privately, it's a nice thing, but not to say it over Barabbin. Tony Ravdimi, Ach brother Rav Safra, the brother of Safra, that Le'olam Ayisapa Rodim B'Tevosha Shechaveroi. A person should not even talk about the good of his friend. Shemeterech Tevosha Bolo Deirosa. Once you start talking about the person, even if you only start to say good, you'll end up saying something bad. Yeah, he's great, but this one thing, no. And he could hear me some say, Rav Dimi, Ach, brother of Safra, Cholish. Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra himself, was sick. He's all Rav Safra Lishuba. So Safra went to visit him to ask him how he's doing. Omalei. So, Rav Dimi said, like, Omalehu. So he said, Yetesili, the kindly called the Yama Rabbonin. Like, I listened to everything the Rabbanan said, and I made him take him, and he doesn't know why he became sick, like, really. Is Omalei, Ha Mi Mekiyamto, where you became this halacha also, that we just learned that Le'ola Ma Yisap Radim Vatavosa Shechavir, a person who's not even talking about the good about his friend. Shemeterech Tavosa, because once you start talking about good about him, Bolo De Genusi, may us come and talk bad about him. Omalu Le Shemina Le, no, this I did not hear. Fiyev Shemina Le Kiyamti, if I would have heard about it, I would have been Mekiyamit. So Kitzim is a pretty big tzaddik, he did everything. Just this one halacha, he didn't hear about it. But from now on, Rabbi says he's mekablet. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvorim Negoyim Boyim. On seven different things, seven averes, like the punishment you get, leprosy, you come in nega. Al Lashon Hara, you speak bad, Lashon Hara, V'yashvi Chazdomi, you kill somebody, V'yashvu Ashov, you swear false, V'yagil Aroyis, V'yagasa Saruach, you feel act haughty, V'yal ha'gezel, v'yal tzorosayin. If you don't act nice to other people, tzorosayin, you hold everything for yourself. Now, our Lashon Hara, how do we know? The Pasuk says, Milashni b'seif ha'riyayu, oisei atzmi. We had the Pasuk before, you speak bad. Hashem, like, wipe you out, atzmis. And we dash before us, it means Loshen of Chalutin, they become a Metzora. Ashvichas Dom Nechsev, V'yal Yichros Min Beis Yoyev Zev U'Metzora. Why? Because they killed people over there. You see, because the Shvichas Domim, they got back the punishment of becoming a Metzoras. Because he killed Avner, because of that, he had the punishment of being a Mitzvah. He Ashu Ashov, swearing false. You see, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Naaman, Naaman said he swore false over there, Hoya Kach Kikrim, take these bread, and really he swore false. Rashi says, Hoya Lishova, Shashuchan Elisha, that these bread came from the Shulchan of Elisha, come take them. It was he swore false. Well, see, the person says right away, "B'tzaras naman tibbak b'chom," you should become a mitzvah. The Agila Royus, how do we know? They said the person says, "B'nagi Hashem is paroi negoyim." Hashem gave paro negoyim, and because paro had Gila Royus, like paro took away the wife of Avram, yes, because of that Gila Royus, he got negoyim. The Agasa Saruf, they said the person says, "The Mechaz Kosei Govali Boy." Adli Hashkif, the Yimel Bashem Lakov. The Yetzeras Zorcha Bemetzchoi. Clearly, he had Gova Libra, he acted Bagaiva. And the Apostle says, but Teras Zorcha Bemetzchoi, the Teras shined out on his forehead. Fial Hagezu, the Sid Apostle says, with Tziva Akoin Apinuas Abayis. That if you come in Mitzayrom, so the current comes in like it has to empty out your house, it shouldn't become Tame. Tony went like this. Who connus Momin Shenishaloi? This person stole a lot of things and brought into his house things that didn't belong to him. Therefore, the punishment is, Yovi Yakurin, the Kurin will come in, V'yafazim Amaynoi, and the Kurin will spread out, take out his mammon. You see, for Gezel, you get Tzaras. V'yatzara Sain, being a narrow eye, you don't want to give out to other people. The Siddur says, Obo Asher Loi Habayis. You come in that he has a house. Avu Hashem Loi Habayis, so we dash in Torah Devar Bishmuel, Mi Shem Yuchid Beis Eloi. That means, where does the Tzaras come? Somebody only kept this house for himself, didn't have any other guests, wasn't nice to other people. Rashi says, Shiyachid Beis Eloi means Kli Tashmish, things that he owned. Shloi Yeshilu Machinu landed out to other people. I think more says, Ivomer Avanoni Bar Shashun, Lo Monis Mecho Pashas Big Dekula. Here's a question like this. Yeah, like, well, of course, in Kashi Nabi, there were other kaporis for Lashon Hara. Because he says, why did the Torah put the parsha of Digde Kuna next to the parsha of Kabonis? Lemlo, to teach us, Ma Kabonis Mechap, just like the Korban is Mechaper, Digde Kuna Mechap, what then Digde Kuna is also Mechaperin? What does that mean to say, Ksainis, like the shirt, is Mechaperis HaShvizas Domin? Somebody killed somebody, so the Ksainis, the Kohen goes, we're in the Ksainis, it's Mechapiyu. You see, the Pasuk says, Vayitlu as a Ksainis Badom. Vayesu, they took the Ksainis and they dipped it into the blood. Mashma the Ksainis, Rashi Remis Oilehem. Shet Filos, Kaporas Domim, Oilei de Ksainis. That the Kapora for Shvitas Domim is going to be through the Ksainis. Mechnesayim, the underpants the Kohen wears, is Mechapun Agila Royis. You see, the Pasuk says, Vyosa Mechneseibad, Lechasa is Boser Erva, to cover up his Erva, Minta Saini Chatoyim, that was done with the erva. It's nefesh to have the kohen wears is mechaperas agafi ruach. Somebody acts too bagayvenek, too high. Rabbi Chanina, the young Rabbi Chanina, yovei dovei shebegoyim. Let something come that's on the top, on his hat, on his head. V'yichaper al meisa goyvesh. You mechaper for the fact the person acts with a bagayvenek. Avnet, that's the garto. Mechaperas al hiru alev. It's mechaper on bad thoughts you had. A hechad east to where it is, the chsiv, voya lev aron. Sorry, if he goes this year, shouldn't be a lev aron, but stam the avnate. So, on the side it says, the gisha should be hechad east to show you, chaytun used to tie around the gartol, kenegra tila yudayim, by his elbows. Dainu kenegra lev, that's what he used to put the gartol. Not by the waist, but a little bit further up, by his elbows, near the heart. So the avnate was mechaper on yehurei halev. Yeah, then choshen, that's the breastplates, mechaper ladinim, any wrong psak adinim, or the paskin wrong with dinam dinamomnis the serve you see so Christian mishpat. Eifoy, that's like was the top robe he wore. Mechapra la avoy desoros. Mechapra la avoy desoros, as if it says, ain't eifod v'torfus. When there's no eifod, then there'll be torfus, then there'll be the chet of avoy desoros. Rashi says, and eifod v'torfus means bizman shenef, when there's no eifod, heavy oven trofim, then there'll be the chet of trofim, that was the getchkes of avoy desoros. Meal, another robe the kohen gadol the wears, the meal. Mechapra loshen rat, mechapra loshen hora. Is omer kodesh baruch hu, yovi dover shabakil. On the bottom of the meal, there were the bells. When the kohen used to walk, used to make noise. So Yovi Dov, let this decade come that has noise to it. V'yichapra ma'ifakot, let it be mechapra. On Lashon Hara, the kids here, you see, the meal is mechapra on Lashon Hara, not mitzaras. Tzitz, the fact that kohen Gadol wears it, tzitz, is mechapra ma'ifakot, yazay ponim. Somebody asks, chutzpadik, yazay ponim, so tzitz is mechapra. Tzivaka says over here, v'oya metzach aron, Uksivosem umetzach isha zoyin hoi lecho. Yeah. Therefore, as we point him, do as this to chutzpah. So, kopa lechutz lulu vestira. Here it's mashma that these things are mechapra moshin hara. Not negoyim. Samora says, lekashe hoda hani maistav hoda loya hani maistav. One with actions helped, and one with actions did not help. So, iya hani maistav was negoyim alay. If his actions did something, the Rashi learns, the Hani Maisav means, she niskoitet to a yod, you caused the machlekes, you caused the fight. Of course, he said this Lashon Hara, you caused the fight to take place. So that's worse, then it's not enough just for the avnate, but then it's not enough for the meal, but then you have to have negoyim. And ho, the loya Hani Maisav, where you didn't cause anything bad by the Lashon Hara, that's when you have the meal could be mechaper. So that's the question, Mor says, yeah. You're good, so that's the Teretz. Moshe says, "We Omer Rab Simon, we Omer Rab Simon, Omer Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Shnei Devorim Lo Mitzinu Lemba Karbonas Kapora. Two things by the Karbonas we don't find the Kapora for them, but with Dov Racha with something else Mitzinu Lemba Kapora we do find the Kapora. What is that? Shvichas Domim." If you kill somebody by the mashmadas or by the begodim, by the kabonas, you don't find the kapara. Tatsakasha, before we said that it is mechapara on shvichas damim. It says before the kesainis is mechapara shvichas damim. There it's mashmino that for shvichas damim, velosh and hara, these are the two things. That there's no kapara for kabonas. At the stereo, here we just said the kesainis and the meal is mechapara. But here it says, no, by Kabonis, by the begotten, there's nothing to be mechaper, but something else is. What's something else? Shvichas Domim is Biegla Rufa. They bring Biegla Rufa, that's the Kapora for Shvichas Domim. The Lashon Hara, that's the terrorists, when they bring the terrorists, the sense that they burn inside the Kodesh, the Kodoshim, that's mechaper on Lashon Hara. So it's a Sira. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanina, that Lamadnu Lukteris Shemechaperis. We know the keteris is mechaper. The Siddur Pesach says, "Ve'itin es keteris mechaper alom." So we're bringing the keteris, burning this incense, that makes a kapara. Which kapara? For Tana the Rabbi Yishmael, al makdas mechaper was the keteris mechaper. Al loshen hara is omer kashbar. Kashbar says, "Yovu dovid shebechashoy." A lot of times you talk loshen hara privately; nobody else should hear you. So let something you said quietly, the yechaper. I mean, let something comes quietly means. The keteris is brought lefnai lefnim. Nobody else is there when they bring the keteris. So let the keteris come and be mechaper. V'yechaper ma'isach asher. Let also be mechaper and something that's done quietly on lashon hara that people speak quietly. Rashi says shebchashoy quietly means keteris. Nasis behechol labdafkin kodesh kadoshim. That's on Yom Kippur. But though he has done in the hechol, v'chashoy quietly. Ketanya perakoytzelim sech yuma. That portion of Ben Ulam will misbeach b'shas teres. Everybody else went outside. B'shas they were doing the keteres there. The same thing. Lashon Hara also you speak b'chashoy. So Moshe says, "I call upon him kasha shviras damim shviras damim." It's a theory with shviras damim. Before we said the kesainis is mechaper shviras damim, and here it's mashm nothing with kabonis, only the egla rufa. And the same thing is kasha lashon Hara lashon Hara kasha lashon Hara lashon Hara. Before we said the meal is mechaper, and here it's mashm only the keteres. So Moshe says no stira. Shvichav damas vildam, if you kill somebody, lakashem. Hod the yodam and katli. If we know who you kill, then the ksenis is mechaper, not the egma rufa. Hod lo yodam and katli. If we don't know who the murderer is, then we bring the egma rufa, that's mechaper. So where's the question? The yodam and katli, if you know who you killed, the mar bakotlu, the guy's mechuyiv misa. What do you mean to say that the ksenis is mechaper? He's chayiv misa. If we know who he killed, and we know who killed, he's chayiv misa. So the case is b'mezid lo yasra bay. Where truly did it b'mezid, there were two eidim there, but they didn't warn him. Since they didn't warn him, he's not chayiv misa. So in such a case, that's where the ksenis is mechaper. Now, lashon. Now, lashon hara lakash is no stira. I'll tell you, it depends how you said it. Tov b'tzina. If you said lashon hara quietly b'tzina, then taka the k'teris is mechaper on you. And other for